In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, the fact that I carried my iPad into the pulpit should not worry you. The sermon is not going to be that long. It is only that I'm not good enough to know how to work all the little toys that I've bought for myself. I'm pretty troubled working them this morning. In the beginning, when God created humanity, God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Now this God says, "Let us make humankind in our image," isn't really a solitary being. Now some people might say that the letter was referring to the Trinitarian nature of God, but that doctrine wouldn't be promulgated for another couple of centuries. Actually, a couple of millennia, I suppose. I would say that both the author in Genesis and the early church were struggling to understand the nature of God as simultaneously being and being. But you see, God is not just one being, nor is He just being, as we were saying, but somewhere in between, and to be honest, I am still struggling with that thought. This past year has been rather hard for most of us. It's a year of loss and disconnection from those who died. From those who love who've been sick, and those who did not come out and risk contact with others because of their pre-existing health condition. Of those who had different understanding of what was safe and what was not. It has also been a year when people working with the dying and ill heroically left their families at first and did not want to return and bring COVID home with them. Even if they were living at home, they couldn't stay there much because, like all the first responders and essential employees that we relied on, there was too much to be done. It has been a year of loss of life as we know it. Many wish to return to the way it was. Just as many look forward to a world better than it ever was. I'm going to speak a little bit about my story of loss, not because I offered any heroic service or suffered in any particular way, but because it is the story that I know and that I'm free to speak about. Many of you know that my father died in 2019. I moved back into an apartment in New York City that I loved, but that I no longer knew. And I became quickly isolated. You see, I was hired to take care of my father, and no longer had a job with which to identify easily. Now, this is a loss because many people would have described me as a workaholic. I don't know if that was really true, but enough people said that, but I think I should acknowledge that that might be true. I've always found relations useful, but even during this time, I volunteered to be a social worker at the Dallas Center. And that opportunity disappeared after they first called me, but it was also after the horrific wave of infection and death gave way. And so the Dallas Center was closed its doors before I left it. The only connection that I really had throughout the darkest part of this pandemic was this church, where by the grace of God, you, a welcoming community, allowed me to serve as your deacon. Although at times as this pandemic wanes, I got out and things were more normal. Even if I was masked and socially distant from everybody I saw and loved. Then I became infected and could not leave my own apartment, which was a much harder time for me. My illness was the lightest of anyone I know, and yet it isolated me from leaving my apartment, even to get a test to see if I had COVID, or even just to enter the track in the taxi. My symptoms disappeared within 5 days, and after 10 days, the medical authorities judged me not to be infected. And even then, I didn't want to leave the apartment at all. I still came to church, went to the grocery store, and made a couple of trips to the taxi. But mostly I went to the store and went home from church. I was at a loss and disconnected, and I didn't reach out for help. Don't keep it to him. During the late winter, as the days grew longer, vaccines began protecting some of our heroes and some of the most vulnerable in life. My life was fighting as well. In the first place, I had been participating in a class about narrative therapy over Zoom, and that community grew stronger each week. One of my good friends, Bill, Harper Tate, moved to New York City, and so we began to eat together as a pod each Sunday night. Coming to church every Sunday morning gave me a sense of knowing more people and being known by more. Slowly the connections grew, and I knew myself again, because the image of God within me grew as I saw the image of God in so many others. Literally, this church, my narrative therapy class, and my friends helped me to remember me by reminding me of who I was hoping to be. On Long Thursday, we remember, we put back together Jesus instituting the sacrament of the Mass, the establishment of the priesthood, and the washing of feet. Most importantly, though, we remember his mandate, his commandment, and his prayer that we love one another. We must do this because when we do, we are remembered. Our members are actually brought back together into the body of Christ. Literally, our love and God's love brings our lost, disconnected selves and members back into the body, but not only for our own good, not even to get the good of God, but for the good of the world. Our love and the love of God are what our world needs, what our country needs, what our beloved city needs. A parish church, and be truthful, what we ourselves need to continue on. Our love, God's love, a welcome in our connection, are literally the antidote to the poisons of loss and disconnection. This antidote will help us to pull ourselves, to remember ourselves and others, to remember that image of God in ourselves and in others. And at the beginning of the homily, I began quoting the only passage in the Bible where I know that baseball is actually mentioned. You may remember that I said, in the big inning. I quote this tonight not because it is the first day of the baseball season. To be truthful, I'm a robot to make sure that's really true. But rather to remind us all that God, both being and being, made us in God's image. So we are one and yet we are collection. And think of ourselves being made of the image of God, but also the image of God and all of humanity. He made us by being one with us. And we make them
as we meet one with them.
So as we return to repair ourselves, not let both of us cover the image of our God in us or in other people, but let us remember each other in love as we prepare for our big change, looking forward to a world better than it ever was, a world of love, that love which our world needs so deeply. In the name of God, Father.